Dr. Norix, we welcome you to this first Know Your City program for the season. Through you, we would like to send our greetings at the beginning of another school year to your teachers, the pupils, and the parents of the school district. All over the nation, elementary and secondary schools are opening this week, and they're going to welcome what's reported to be record numbers. As you and I discuss some of the local problems, we invite you of the listening audience to consider giving your loyal support to the solution of the problems faced by the schools, whether you happen to live in Kalamazoo or elsewhere. Education, you know, is everybody's business.
Thank you, Dr. Dunbar, for your very splendid welcome and for the opportunity to appear with you over WKZU on this occasion. This community and many others owe much to you and WKZU for giving them an opportunity to listen firsthand to a statement of some of the needs and some of the accomplishments of their school systems.
Well, thank you, Dr. Norix. Now, suppose we begin by asking whether you will list some of the problems that face the public schools in Kalamazoo during the coming year.
I shall be glad to list and discuss with you some of the problems as I see them. I'd like to list those problems which confront chiefly the citizens of our community. I shall differentiate between problems that face us teachers and problems that face the community. We teachers have such perennial problems as the challenge of what to teach, how and when to teach, what methods to revise or change, and how to secure the maximum development in each child. In a sense, these problems are shared with us by parents and citizens. But you might say these are chiefly the teacher problems.
By this differentiation you've made, I suppose you mean that some problems have to be solved in the main by the teachers, whereas others must be solved by the citizens of the community.
Yes, that's the basis upon which I'm making the distinction. I'd like to state that the chief problem that faces the citizens of this community this year is that of how to house properly its children during the next year and the next 15 years.
Yes, I well remember that you listed the building needs as the number one problem last year. I'm sure that the public will be interested in hearing that you still rate it number one, Dr. Norix.
The greatest change in this problem since last year is that we're 1 year closer to the dilemma. Within a few days, we hope to let the contract on the new junior high school on the south side of the city. Much work has been done during the past year in completing the plans for this structure. The public is unaware of the many hours of time which the staff and the members of the Board of Education devote to the completion of plans for a school building. By the end of this month, this proposed new structure should be underway, and by September 1950, we expect to occupy it and remove the junior high students from the Washington and the Vine into the new school.
Now, what are some of the other building problems that you indicate are drawing closer?
We are rapidly approaching a crisis in Parkwood, Roosevelt, West Main, Brucker, and the Woodward schools. I should perhaps also mention the Washington School, because we have this year opened two first grade rooms in an old residence, which we are fortunate to own on the Washington site. Next year, we would have been out of space at the Washington School, except that moving the junior high students out into the new structure will give us ample room.
Well, then at least one problem will be solved.
Yes, that is correct, as soon as the new junior high is occupied. We are unable to house all of the children this year in the West Main School, even by using every room 100% of the time, including the auditorium. We are sending some of the sixth grade children to the Woodward School, where it was necessary to take the nursery school out of the last remaining room in order to accommodate the enrollment at Woodward. And the sixth grade children from the Alamo School last year went to Woodward and will go again this year because of the lack of space. The Roosevelt School has reduced its offerings in the junior high in order to keep its children in that building.
What progress has been made during the last year toward meeting these problems, Dr. Norix?
Well, I mentioned some progress in the completion of the plans for the new junior high, and that perhaps rates as the chief progress that has been made during the year. The public is familiar, however, also with the needs which have been published by approval of the Board of Education, and which in the opinion of the Board constitute minimum needs of housing. These needs have been listed by the Board administration after much and careful thought. You ask what activity has gone on during the year. I'm glad to report that last May the Board of Education sponsored a meeting to which were invited about 100 citizens, most of whom represented community organizations. At this meeting, there was a review of the building needs and of the probable ways in which these needs could be financed. The group present decided to continue as a representative advisory council on building needs. They appointed a planning board of 12 or 15 people who have held a series of meetings since that time for the purpose of studying the building needs of the community and advising with the board and with the administration. This group expects to report soon. I can't say what the recommendation of the committee will be, but I'm sure the report will bring out needs which even the superintendent would hesitate to recommend, because you see, these people are the parents of Kalamazoo children.
Oh, I'd like to ask you a bit about that, Dr. Norix. We ordinarily think of the school board as the governing authority of the schools, and of course the administration working under the school board. Why is it necessary to have a citizens' planning committee on top of that, beyond the school board?
You're correct, Dr. Dunbar. The Board of Education, of course, must accept responsibility for making all final decisions regarding buildings, where buildings are to be erected, sites, the size of sites, and that sort of thing. But boards of education are becoming much more democratic, and school administrators are becoming more democratic. They are trying to bring in greater participation by the citizens in the communities, state, and the nation.
You have to enlist the support of the whole community on a project like this, do you not?
That's true, and since it is a citywide project, we feel that we will make fewer mistakes by getting a higher degree of participation of the citizens.
The other alternative would be for the Board of Education to go ahead and concoct a series of plans and then dump it into the lap of the public without too much preparation.
That's correct, and that's what has been done in all too many cities. And many mistakes have thereby been made, I'm sorry to say.
Well, now the statement you've made about difficulty in housing children leads me to ask whether it has been necessary to add additional teachers this year.
Yes, we have added extra teachers. Two extra teachers, for instance, in the first grade at the Washington School. An extra fourth grade teacher at the Hillcrest. An extra first grade teacher at Parkwood. A second grade teacher at Vine. And a fourth grade teacher at West Main. And you will notice that all of these I mentioned have been in the elementary grades.
I noticed that. Now, when do you expect the peak enrollment in the elementary grades?
You will recall that there was a considerable increase in the number of births just at the outbreak of the war, say 1940, 41, 42. These children are now enrolled in the kindergarten, the children resulting from the additional births at that time. They're enrolled in kindergarten, grade 1 or 2. Enrollment in these grades is up now 25 to 50% here and throughout the nation. Then during the war, the birth rate dropped back to somewhat near normal. So you'll notice that this wave moving through the schools will be a little ahead of the big one, which comes from the post-war births beginning in 1946. In that year, the number of births was at least 50% more than normal. And for the years 1947 and 48, the number of births have also been around 50% above normal.
Well, then the real influx, the heavy influx, is not going to come till about 1951, according to that.
That's right. Most authorities indicate that the high birth rate will continue for 2 or 3 years more, and that, you see, will give us a wave of 6 years in duration that will be moving through your schools from elementary through the secondary grades.
Around 1950 to 1956, around in there.
That's correct.
Well, now, what about the junior and senior high enrollments?
Fortunately, this increase we've been discussing of 5 or 6 years in duration moves through as a wave, as I pointed out. It will not begin to affect the junior high school for several years, nor the senior high for a longer period. The post-war wave of increases will begin in the junior high then around 1960 to 62, and the entire wave of 6 years in duration, that is the peak in the secondary school, will be enrolled in the junior and senior high school by about 1966 or 67. At that time, we expect the junior and senior high enrollment to be 75% higher, and I wouldn't be surprised at all if it is double what it is at the close of the war.
Is that so? Do you suppose the people of Kalamazoo, Dr. Norix, as well as the other areas, may grow rather tired about hearing of this building problem all the time and become sort of anesthetized to it, so to speak?
Yes, I think there's a danger of that, Dr. Dunbar. I feel very sure that may happen in this and many communities, and perhaps in this community. But my responsibility is to present the problems as they are and as they will become, and not as I might hope they would become. You know the oft-quoted story of the leaky roof. It couldn't be fixed when it was raining, and it didn't leak when it didn't rain. School systems have been known to do nothing until a crisis arises, and then be forced to extend themselves to the limit of their finances. School systems need to get on a program of building, rebuilding, remodeling, and extension so that some construction would be going on almost annually.
Dr. Noix, does the Board of Education and the school administration feel that the community should act soon to put such a program as this into effect?
Yes, indeed. The needs of building construction, expansion, or remodeling for the entire city and for as many years in the future as we can foresee should be presented and accepted by the people within a very short time, and by that I mean this year. Such a plan would prevent a waste of money, prevent overbuilding, and would at the same time provide adequate housing for the children. The program should be voted so that buildings may be constructed not all at once, but as the needs arise. No system should ever build all of its schools in the same year or in the same decade. To do so gives you, you see, an entire group of obsolete buildings all at the same time.
As I understood you earlier, we may expect some sort of recommendations from this citizens' committee along those lines in the rather near future.
I feel very sure that the citizens' committee will make its recommendations to the board by the end of September.
You mentioned earlier that some additional teachers have been employed this year. Have you had a problem in recruiting enough teachers this year to fill all the vacancies?
Yes, we've had a considerable problem at the elementary level. This has been an enormous task during the summer. There's already a considerable oversupply of teachers in some departments, particularly secondary school teachers, in the regular subject matter areas. But however, there is a great scarcity of elementary teachers throughout the country. The situation, I'm sure, will correct itself within 3 or 4 years, but it is very serious at this time.
You say the secondary school teachers in the regular subject matter areas are rather plentiful. What are the others? You mean business vocational teachers, that sort of thing?
I was referring particularly to teachers in social science, teachers of English, men, physical education instructors particularly. There is an oversupply, a great oversupply at this time. But teachers in the field of home economics, music, art are still very scarce.
And the elementary school is the real problem.
For some reason, teachers have not been in training in the colleges for the past few years for elementary jobs. And of course, there's another reason, you know. That is that the extra jobs are now in the elementary field.
Well, Dr. Norix, how about salaries in the elementary field as compared to the high school here in Kalamazoo?
In Kalamazoo, we have a single salary schedule, which means that we pay the teacher the same regardless of where she teaches, regardless of sex, so it makes no difference here. But you must remember that in many cities, they pay the teachers in the high school a higher salary than do in the grades.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Norix, for being with us this evening and giving us this very interesting information about our schools. We hope that you'll pay us a visit again very soon and continue your discussion of Kalamazoo's problems with relation to its schools.